Friends, hello the world. Welcome to this episode of Tools for Transitioning Humanitarians and your host, Lucella Lumadova. And today I want to talk about the topic that some of my clients were talking about, which is the fear of wasting life. And it has come up in both ways, in the ways of like all the things that we have done and created, and now fear of losing that. So therefore, like wasting all this effort, so to say. And then the fear of not being able to go for something that you want to, or fear of going for something that you really want, and then this not working out, and therefore feeling like you have wasted all of this efforts and time that you actually don't have, right? And that's a topic that I want to talk about. So I would like to focus on what it is that waste that we are afraid of, right? What kind of waste we're talking about, so we can get clear for ourselves what that waste can look like. And I'm happy to give my own definition of how that would look like for my life. And I would like for you to get clear on what waste can look like for you. And then why we need to talk about it and why we need to solve for it. And then the third topic is always how to solve for it, right? So how do we get to a place where we don't feel like we're wasting anything? So let's start with the first topic, which is defining how that waste looks like for you. Excuse me. So back in the day when I was transitioning, and even now, I think my definition of waste hasn't really changed much. And the way that I think about waste is anything that I would do or live my life that is not aligned with what I believe in doing, what impact I believe in doing. If it's not aligned with that, if it's not creative, and if it's not thriving, then anything else would be a waste, right? So if I'm not living my life in a way that I'm doing what I really believe in and the impact that I'm contributing to, and if I'm doing it that is not creative, meaning I'm forcing it, following whatever the structure is, whatever. And then if I'm struggling through instead of thriving, then that would be a waste of life. And the reason why I would define it that way is because of the assumption that we human beings are very powerful, beyond powerful, that we can do and live the life we want to, we choose to. That involves thriving, that involves growing, that involves feeling powerful to contribute to the cause, to the impact, and living the life with deep, meaningful relationships and in the flow. That is, I believe, what we are capable of and what we are supposed to live. That's, again, my belief, right? Your belief might be different, but I really want us to get clear as to what is it that we're wasting. Right. So now let's say that that's my definition, and I have lived my life after transitioning based on that definition of how can I live my life that is aligned with who I am, what I want to do in life, right? And how to do that in a way that's creative, that is thriving, that is working on the impact, and ambitious. So how can we live the life I want to that way? Then it becomes clearer whatever else I'm doing would be, in my definition, a waste. So if I was living the life where I'm constantly forcing myself to do things I don't want to, constantly being in places I don't want to, constantly leading relationships that I don't want to or I don't find meaningful, and it's superficial, right? If that was the reality that I'm in, surrounded by, then I would find that wasteful. And in fact, I have done a lot of that as well. So don't get me wrong. I feel like I have wasted a lot of my 20s, a lot of my 30s, feeling like a victim of my own life, feeling like a victim of my circumstances, feeling like victim of all the people who are judging me, or we I believe they would judge me, right? Feeling like hiding all of this, I feel like a waste of time. But it took a long time to learn this lesson, right? So that's why the first step is always, what would you consider a waste for you in your current experience, right? Based on what you have currently, what is it that you consider a waste? Now, here is the part that's interesting about this fear is why we need to talk about fear of wasting life is because if we're not careful to understand what this fear is about, it is likely to keep us creating more waste that we are actually wanting to avoid. So let me give you an example. If we are so afraid that, okay, if we're gonna now go and transition to something we like, and then this is not going to work the way that we want to, and then we feel like we're already wasting a lot of our years on this planet, living the life that is not really ours, then it is very much the pressure that builds up that says, okay, the next thing that we're going to do, the next thing that we're going to live, it needs to work in a certain way. And if it's not, then we're doomed and gloom. And that will create a lot of stress for us and pressure for us. And therefore, what we're going to end up doing is actually not going for the life that we're wanting because we're afraid that what if it doesn't work out? What if we will fail altogether? And then we keep avoiding making a decision. We keep avoiding taking actions toward that vision that we have. And therefore, we are likely to waste more months, years. And sometimes clients tell me that they have been thinking about transitioning for several years, up to even decade, right? Now think about this is if you've been thinking about leaving, if you've been thinking about doing something else for a decade and you have never taken the action to actually do that, and in the meantime you kept feeling like struggling the whole time, surviving from one place to another, would you consider that a waste? And if you consider that a waste, then what you end up then doing is, oh my God, now that I'm doing this thing that's intentional, now it's better working. And if it's not working, then I will waste again. Now you will be even like avoiding making a decision and keep like postponing everything into the future, feeling like the time is the answer, right? And that's the interesting part about fear of waste is that fear of waste makes us feel like the time, more time to think about things, more time to study things, more time to figure things out is the answer, which is not usually the answer. The answer is feeling the fear, allowing the fear, going through the fear, processing the fear, and understanding what that waste looked like, and then trying not to create that waste moving forward, right? That's the answer. And it feels like a very common sense thing to say and do, except that many of us are struggling to do that. And that's where we need to start understanding what to do about that fear, meaning intentionally solving that fear, so that we no longer feel at the mercy of that fear, we no longer feel a victim of that fear, and keep delaying living the life we want to. So, as we said, in terms of what to do, right? The more we understand what we consider a waste and what we consider not waste, then we start understanding what are the things we should avoid doing anymore and what are the things we should intentionally go and create it, right? And one of the things that, so I have, at least for my own life, I have created, I think, a list of three things that I would consider if I'm doing those patterns, that would mean that I'm likely to waste my life on this earth. That I really don't want to do that, right? So the one is avoiding delaying making decisions. And this is something that, again, in my career, when I was leaving my UN job, it took me 2 years to make a decision. Now, could it have taken a less? Absolutely. Now, with the hindsight, I know that it could have taken less, but fine. But Also, understanding that a lot of the things that I have wasted my time on, and this is the like the second thing, is being addicted to something. And, of course, we may have a lot of different addictions, right? And I'm not really here to talk about like list of addictions, but what was true for me that wasted my life for most of my life is my addiction to feeling powerless, my addiction to feeling a victim, my addiction to feeling pity the whole time, my addiction to feeling like I can't do anything about my situation. I'm at the mercy of my circumstances. I'm at the mercy of what people think and how they think. I'm at the mercy of being part of this system and what the system tells me to do, and I'm gonna do it. Being like, I don't know, what is that word I'm looking for? Like the person who is helpless in some way, unless the system decides what to do with me, and then I just go with that, right? So that's what I feel like I have wasted a lot of time feeling victim of that. And that was my addiction. And I'm not saying that I didn't learn a lot from the system. I didn't, I don't, I'm not saying that system was all bad. There were amazing things that I learned from system. There were a lot of things that allowed me to grow in the system. So I'm grateful for amazing many things, but also I can see how are the ways that I have wasted my life doing things that I could have easily avoided, right? The third thing that I believe that pattern that gets to waste or creating more waste is the struggle story that I used to have. And it's similar to the previous one. But I think the way that I'm thinking about this more is like as if I am supposed to be struggling the whole time, as if life shouldn't be easy, as if I should be like either saving someone or being saved, kind of this energy of survival. I should be like angry and blaming and all of this. And I just feel like that alone wastes a lot of energy and resources within me. It depletes a lot of things within me that I just feel like, okay, what was the point of even doing it if it's not helping me to, in any way to move towards what I really want to create in life, move towards how I want to live my life intentionally, move towards how I want to live my life in an aligned, creative way intentionally, right? If it's not contributing to that, then why I keep doing that? So that's why these are the three areas or three patterns, like avoiding delaying making decisions, being addicted to certain victim patterns, and then struggle stories of how I need to be struggling left and right and surviving, right? So those are the three I think that, excuse me, contributed to wasting my life and not really recognizing I could have avoided doing those things. Now, your definition might be different, right? So that's why it's important how waste can look like for you and how life without the waste can look like for you, right? And based on that definition, you can look at, okay, what are the patterns that you have noticed for yourself that have led you to leading life that felt wasteful for you, and how now you don't want to do that anymore. And what are the solutions to not doing that anymore, right? So if I continue with my example of, okay, after realizing all of these patterns of how I no longer wanted to be in those patterns of wasting my energy and life for trying to solve things that are not, were not even solvable, like were not needed to solve because I that was not supposed to be even a problem. But I kept fixating on those so much that, oh, I can't do anything with my life. Oh, I can't, I'm struggling here and here. I can't do this thing. I can't do that thing. And I was just like in this all of these places. And then that way, wasting life feels like more vivid, right? So therefore, at some point, I have decided, okay, I want to be this person that is in charge of her life, that is no longer a victim of her emotions, her decisions, her money-making abilities, is no longer dependent on the system, who is powerful and capable of doing whatever she wants to. As this person, I want to lead this type of relationships. I want to lead this type of life. I want to have this type of health. I want to have this type of impact and this type of money and this type of ambition and growth. And how do I build that? And that was the goal, to create and to create that life so that it is aligned with who I am and what I want in life for the next 30, 40 years of my life, active life before old age hits, right? So I'm in my 40s now, and I probably hope to have another 30 years until 70 to be actively doing things, and maybe even more, who knows, right? But let's say 30 years, and in the next 30 years, how do I want to live life where I feel like, okay, I haven't wasted anything. If anything, I was so much in the abundance, in the giving, in the living and prospering and thriving and building, and not in the struggle story here, addiction there, confusion here. I'm not sure what I'm doing and why I'm doing here, failed relationship here and failed relationship there. I just didn't want to be part of that anymore. I felt like, okay, by this time, I want to have learned a lot of things. And I no longer want to do it, right? So that's why it is important for you also to think for yourself, okay, how is a life that is wasted can look like, and why that happened? And then how do you want to live the life that is not wasted, but rather whichever the way that you desire, and how that can look like? And who do you need to be as a person to create that life, right? And keep going and creating that. And that's how you avoid the fear of wasting, because you will know that whatever you are building, you are doing it because the alternative would be to stay where you don't want to be, or keep wasting life that you don't want to, because you are very clear as to how waste can look like, and then building something that you really feel proud of having built and lived it. And if you would like to work on this, I would love to invite you to my group coaching, where this is a lifetime support that I have for transitioning humanitarians. And it is $2,000 for one-time payment, but you can pay in four installments. And this is the topic that we would like to work on, to get clear on, okay, how waste looks like in our personal life, professional life, and our health and our financial security, and how do we eliminate or reduce it so that we can say to ourselves and we can feel that, okay, I'm living the life that I really love living, and here is why. Okay, my dears, have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you very soon.